This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Bert Monroe, the CEO of Curra Gold. Hello, Bert. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mark. Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Bert. It's good to be talking to you today on Stockbox after you've released some news today on your Sanankoro Gold project in southern Mali. So I notice in the RNS there are lots of nice intersections there, but can you perhaps break it down for us and tell us what it really means?
Yeah, sure. I mean, really exciting day for us today, and I think particularly pleasing for the team on the ground who have been working so hard to deliver this. Essentially, about 6 weeks ago or so, we started what will be our largest ever drill program. So around 35,000 meters of drilling. These are the first eight holes from that 35,000 meter drill program, around 750 meters worth of drill results today. So I guess the significance of them for me is, I guess, threefold. As you touched on, you've got some nice grades coming through in those drill results. You've also significantly got some nice widths of intersection. Obviously, the width in the context of grade is also important around when you get to mining in terms of strip ratio and other factors. And thirdly, these are shallow oxide drill holes. So, you know, you've got 34 meters of 2 gram a ton intersection from 30 meters of depth. So a really shallow hole there. So for me, those are really the three significant aspects of those, the drill results specifically. But I think more importantly, this is the first press release of drill results at the start of a campaign. So under 1,000 meters of results here, and we're going to be doing 35,000 meters of drilling. So hopefully plenty more to come.
Yes, and talking of more to come, the RNS also says you have two further drill rigs coming in May ahead of drilling 300 more holes, a total of 35,000 meters. So you're clearly pressing on then, and is the plan just to grow this resource as best you can?
Yeah, exactly. We had a maiden resource from the end of 2019. We had around 18,000 meters drilled over sort of 2019 and into 2020. So doing 35,000 meters in the first half of this year, while just slipping into Q3 probably as well. So a significant program. Currently, our capacity is about 7,000 to 8,000 meters of drilling a month with the rig on site. So mobilizing another two, a second RC rig, but also an additional diamond rig as well. Obviously, with half an eye on a feasibility study as well in the second half of the year, being able to get into some of the geotechnical drilling as well will be great. So, yeah, a lot of activity at site at the moment, which is good news.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you're planning on moving from inferred to indicated as well. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we've got this drill program's got two focuses. One is to grow our total resources, so looking to obviously expand on our existing resource base. But also secondary is to increase it, improve it from inferred to at least indicated, and also potentially some measured as well. That's obviously all part of the strategy of delivering a feasibility study by the end of the year, where obviously one would need maiden reserves. So we need to have measured and indicated resources for that to happen.
Well, it's nice to have that kind of timeline in mind, perhaps end of the year for a feasibility. It's nice to, you know, something that investors can sort of picture down the line that's on its way. And of course, the current results that you've announced, they only equate to a very small percentage of your total already budgeted drill program. So, I mean, how are you feeling about the program so far and going forward?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I mean, we've released eight holes, as I said. We've now drilled at site over 80 holes at site. So we're obviously well ahead. There's always a bit of a lag from when you start drilling to getting the first results. But going forward, we should have results on a fairly steady basis. So look, I'm feeling good. The geos are happy with what they're seeing coming out of the ground. Obviously, we're doing a mix of infill holes as well as step out holes. It's probably also worth noting our resource on average, our existing resource on average is only about 70 meters deep or so. So, you know, very easily you can take open pits much deeper than that. So I think whilst you've got infill holes, you're also going to have holes which are probably drilling underneath the existing pit shell from our resource, just due to a lack of drilling, not due to anything else. So really, it's been very under drilled historically. So looking forward to hitting a lot of meters this year and seeing what those results are.
Okay, a good and exciting time to be in an exploration company, certainly at this stage. But I wonder if I can ask you, what is South Mali like to do business in, you know, in terms of mining and exploration? And are there any neighbouring deposits there that you can kind of take inspiration from?
Yeah, I mean, look, Southern Mali, along with West Mali, is obviously great for gold. There are a number of operating mines in the region in Southern Mali, as well as other deposits as well. So yeah, look, there's lots of gold around. I previously worked for Hummingbird Resources. That's got a gold mine direct due south of us, about 90 kilometers. There are a number of other deposits, mixture of sort of private and listed companies, you know, within that 100-kilometer radius of us. But look, we've got a massive land package. Our Sanankoro permit sits within a group of 5 contiguous permits, over 300 square kilometers of ground. We've also got, you know, permits to the north and to the south as well, down this main shear zone. So we've got a huge amount of ground and, I guess, a huge amount of exploration upside on top of the drilling focus we're doing right now.
Okay. And is it a good jurisdiction to do business and operate in?
Yeah, look, I've been going there. I was there last month. I was there in December as well. I mean, it's great for gold. The infrastructure's good. We're only 3.5 hours drive. I need to update one of our maps on our presentation. Actually, it says sort of 5 hours drive to Bamako. But as part of this drill program, we improved the last bit of the road. So actually, excuse me, the drive's a lot quicker now. So we're only about 3.5 hours drive south of Bamako. So logistically, sort of easy to operate. And I think the big thing and the big positive for Mali is they've had 30 years of commercial gold production. So in terms of good qualified geologists, engineers, whoever you need, you know, you've got great access to good quality team in the country.
Okay. I noticed as well in the RNS you refer to some maps. Can they be found on your website then?
Yeah, in the RNS, there should be a hyperlink in the RNS okay. to maps and cross sections on that RNS. Also on our presentation on our website on the investor relations tab, there's a presentation which is up to date with other maps as well. So
okay.
Yeah, has got some fresh cross sections from this drilling which aren't on our presentation, which was updated a few weeks ago.
Okay, and just a final point to finish off then, what about news flow going forward in the short term? What can people be looking out for?
I mean, short term, over the next 3 months, you should see a significant number of press releases around drill results. So really the big focus and the big push is this drilling. So really it'll be focused on drilling for the next 3 or 4 months, and then obviously hopefully shifting towards obviously the resource update, and then obviously on from that into feasibility study work. So I mean, a steady flow of news over the coming months, which will be great.
Okay, well, Bert Monro there, the CEO of Kora Gold, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, thanks a lot for having me on. Nice to catch up.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @stockboxmedia.